the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. You see how bitterness can take you so far down the wrong road. And some people will harbor hurt for years and years and years. And they'll have a repeated cycle. It'll keep coming up every so many years or months. They'll keep going around the same mountain over and over and over, and they never get any deliverance for it. And then it don't even matter where you're at. It don't matter whether you're here or whether you're in Dallas or whether you're in California. You carry that seed with you. It ain't got nothing to do with your location.
Yeah, that's right.
How many of y'all see this? So we see the root of bitterness. Don't let it get in you. If somebody's hurt you, I'm telling you, put the grace of God on it. And lay the love of God right down. God has forgiven you for hurting others.
Right.
Everybody here done hurt somebody.
Amen.
Right? All of us can find people that'll say, yeah, he hurt me.
Yeah.
She hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God forgave you, so just forgive the person that hurt you.
Right.
Lay it out before God and then begin to pray for that person. And just say, Lord, as an act of my will, I choose to forgive. I refuse to allow this to grow in me any further.
Amen.
And you put the love of God on. You take God's grace because he'll give you the strength to uproot that thing.
Yes.
And then you stop feeding it.
Amen.
That means you stop talking about it.
Amen.
Now the world will give you a different counsel. They'll tell you, keep talking about it. It'll make you feel good. You need that release. Well, you know, that's why they never get no deliverance. That's why they'll be in counseling and going to see a psychiatrist for 20, 25 years, because they ain't no better. Because every time they come, he wants them to talk about it. And all they do is water that seed. Once you give it to the Lord, you know, if the devil reminds you of it, you say, Lord, I forgave him. Praise God. I thank you, Lord, I'm delivered from that. This is not going to grow in me. I'm going to be emotionally sound. I'm going to be stable. I refuse to allow that to hurt me any further. And the Lord Jesus will heal your heart. He can heal any hurt. You know, he came to heal the brokenhearted. So that's people that's been hurt. He knows how to heal it. He knows how to restore it. He knows how to make it just like it's new. He can make your heart new again. He can give you a new heart, brand new. Amen. Fill it up with the love of God. I'll tell you, the love of God will bring healing in your heart. You just got to choose to do it God's way. And then the last thing I'm going to talk to you about is the root of idolatry. In Deuteronomy 29:18. Now, you can go back and read this in its context, the scripture before and after. I'm just going to cover this one verse here. The Amplified Bible says, "Beware lest there should be among you a man or woman or family or tribe whose mind and heart turns away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a poisonous root that bears gall and wormwood." A root that carries gall and wormwood. That gall is that bitterness. Wormwood was something that you ate back then that was sweet to the taste, but tore your stomach up. So this is really a scripture here. The Lord is saying, watch your associations and make sure that you don't adapt yourself to the ideas and the customs and the ways of people who are not serving God. This is about being careful who you get in covenant with and being careful who you allow to speak into your life. You have to be careful who you hook up with, because you could take on their ways, their attitudes, take on their words, start acting just like, you're gonna act like the people you hang around with. The Bible says, evil companions corrupt good morals. So you can take a good person and put them with someone who ain't living right, And instead of that person who's living for God converting to other people, guess who will change? The good person will change into a bad person quicker than somebody bad will change into somebody good, unless a person understand that they have an assignment for the reason they're in that relationship, and they are not going to deviate from the assignment, and they're going to speak the truth. But when you have a situation, and the reason why it's like that a lot of times is because usually if you have a person that's bent on doing wrong, they're not going to hang out with somebody who want to do right all the time. They're going to cut you off. So when I got saved, I was concerned that maybe I was going to have to separate from my buddies and stuff who wasn't living right. But guess what? I didn't separate. I kept going around them. I kept, man, y'all want to hang out like we used to do? Nah, man. So when they saw that I was content on living for Jesus, they cut me off. No, I didn't have to separate. Guess who separated? They did all the severing. People that don't want to live right ain't going to hang around people that won't do right. Right? So if you have a weak resolve and you go around and you don't have no light shining and you start talking like they talk, then they'll let you hang out with them. They'll let you hang out with them. They'll let you go places with them. Long ain't no preaching. And we don't want to hear nothing about no Bible now. You can come, but hey, we ain't for all that preaching. You won't preach, go to church. So they're telling you right there, I don't want to hear what you got to say. So you either going to speak up or you going to conform. That's the reason why evil companions corrupt good morals. Because when you hang out and people that are not living right are comfortable with you being with them, that means ain't no light shining. You conform, you start talking like them, you start thinking like them, you start joking like them. Before you know it, you can't even tell the difference between the saved one and the unsaved one. So I just want to say here, just watch your associations, you know, but you do have to look diligently. And notice here the scripture says that you to look diligently into your own heart. Amen. Check yourself out first. Looking diligently. Hallelujah. Praise God for it. Amen. Now, let me share a couple of things with you here. If I'm not supposed to have this root in me, bitterness, I'm not supposed to have the root of the love of money and material things, that root ain't supposed to be working in me, and I'm not supposed to have the root of idolatry where I'm just going to conform to everything. Them three roots I can't let work in me. I can't let those seeds get in me, especially that one on bitterness. See, these other ones have outward manifestations that are easy to identify. You can tell when people ain't hanging with the right people. You can see that real good. But this bitter root, people know how to cover it up and hide it. Yeah, I'm okay. Like we say, most people won't even admit that they got it. So that's a dangerous one because it can grow undetected. So you got to really protect your heart from that. So what do you do? What am I to be rooted in? Colossians 2:7. Turn over there. I got three scriptures for you. Colossians, I'm going to give you the medicine right now. How do you guard and protect your heart from all of these things? Let's go to Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. So walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. So one way that I abound in Christ Jesus is by maintaining a grateful heart and always being thankful for the blessing of the Lord that's in my life and never having an entitlement mentality, but always being grateful and appreciative for everything that God does for you. That's how you abound in it. Amen. He says rooted and built up in Christ. So your relationship with Christ have to be the most important relationship in your life. And you got to be rooted and grounded in him, built up in him, listening to the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you every day. Amen. Letting the Holy Spirit correct you when you need correction. Praise God. Letting him teach you. Letting him show you things. I mean, work with him. Let him work with you. And he'll do it. Amen. He'll keep you strong. Amen. Everybody say, I'm rooted and
built up in Christ.
I'm going to walk in him. Because
I received Jesus.
I walk in him.
I'm rooted and built up in him.
I'm established in my faith in God.
And I'm going to abound in faith.
I'm going to abound in Jesus Christ by always being thankful.
Hallelujah.
That's how you keep grace working. You always, every morning you get up, you give God thanks. You start thanking him every day for the blessing in your life. Amen. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. This is a prayer that you can pray every day. Verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being what?
Rooted
in what? And grounded where?
In love,
may be able to comprehend with all the saints what's the breadth and length, depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So he wants you to stay in that power. He wants you walking in love. See, the scripture says that you're supposed to be rooted and grounded in love. The thing about being rooted is that when you are rooted, you're not easily moved. Like, ain't no any storm can uproot you. When you're rooted, I'm gonna tell you, you can take wind, rain, it don't matter what come against you, you're just solid. Right? So we're supposed to be rooted and grounded. I mean, firmly attached in love that can't nothing pull us out of our love walk. How many know Satan bring a lot of things to pull you out of your love walk? I mean, he don't want you walking in love. That's why he'll let that hurt somewhere inside you, and he'll keep reminding you of the hurt. Somebody did you wrong. Have you singing that song, somebody done me wrong song. Have you singing it, boy, humming it. But you got to be rooted and grounded in love. And once you forgive, I had a young lady, and she stopped me. She said, Pastor Greg, can I have a few minutes of your time? She lived out of town. She said, I got a real problem. I'm bitter. I've been hurt, and I can't let it go. Somebody did something to me. My husband told me I just need to let it go. Can you help me? I said, yes, ma'am. Let me show you how to forgive. Forgiveness is an act of the will. That's how the Lord led me to minister to her. Forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's a declaration of you deciding to let it go and to ask God to bless that person. I said, every time the devil reminds you about what that person did to you, I said, pray for him. I said, he'll stop reminding you.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like